the more your awareness is expanded, the more it becomes just a natural part of your life, like eating or sleeping or going to the toilet. It's no big deal. If you're full of ego, if you're full of yourself, you're doing it out of righteousness to prove you're a good person, to get points, to get brownie points, to collect merit. As your awareness expands, you begin to realize that you are interdependent with all beings. And then if you go out one more level, there's only one of it. And then out of that one, compassion arises in response to suffering, and there's nothing personal about it at all. So the level of helping is a very much a function of the level of consciousness. For most of us, we have started some process of awakening to realize that we aren't who we thought we were. And as we start to awaken, we're just at the beginning of that game now. And aging is going to present us with a lot of stuff. There's going to be illness, there's going to be loss, there's going to be anxieties, there's going to be fear of death, there's going to be dying, there's going to be death, there's going to be all of it. And the question of how you work with that, if you look at that as a curriculum for becoming more conscious, if you see your life on earth as a journey into awareness, as a journey of awakening, then aging becomes grist for the mill of that awakening. If, on the other hand, you see that you are your body and you're getting old and dying, there's very little, you can't enter into that other curriculum where aging is no longer an educational experience, and then you're forced to get it all while you can and take it with you if you can. I think that we can become conscious of what forces are acting upon us. That's part of it. We can start to quiet down and give ourselves some time to reflect about our predicament. That's part of it. As we see the forces acting upon us, like advertising, once you see the forces, they don't affect you quite as much. So you're a little freer of the forces of youth, of the forces of technology, of all these forces. You can start to look around and start to have study groups or talking circles, elder circles, or whatever you do, where you hang out with other people that are going through the same thing and explore with them what this experience is about. And instead of seeing it all as loss, look at it as new moment. And if you start to deny your grieving or you deny the feelings of loss, you're going to get stuck. If you get obsessed with them, it's in between somewhere. You know, you can become a professional loser, or you can lose, grieve, and then go on. The game of not pushing away what is, but staying open to the feelings of the present moment are critical.